It's been confirmed by the Health Minister, Dr. James Riley, that proposals to legislate for the X case on abortion will go to Cabinet tomorrow. Meanwhile, the UCD and Mater Hospital psychiatry professor, Patricia Casey, has described details leaked about the impending legislation as amounting to a harebrained, crazy notion of putting women through an inquisition. Patricia Casey is in studio. First, though, let's hear what the Minister had to say earlier.
Well, I think the first thing to point out here is to remind ourselves that the heart of this is a need for legislation to clarify the situation for women who have to use the service and for the doctors who have to provide it.
Is it workable, Minister, the idea you've put together?
Well, with respect, I think some people may have formed the wrong impression. The heads of the bill are not finalised, they're still in process. It wouldn't be right for me to discuss what's in them until they have been discussed at the appropriate level, and by that I mean Cabinet. But I do want to allay any misapprehension people have. It is not the case now, or that's ever going to be the case, that a woman who is in a distressed state with suicidal ideation will be subjected to an interview by six different medical people, either simultaneously or individually. That was never going to be the case. So I think you'll have to allow me the space and time now with my colleagues in government to finalise this process, to bring the heads of bill to government. And they will then go to the Committee of the Oireachtas on Health, where the heads can be discussed before the bill is finally drafted. And obviously the drafting of that bill will be very much informed by what happens at the Oireachtas Committee.
And that's Dr. James Riley, the Health Minister, speaking earlier with me now, as I say, Professor of Psychiatry at UCD and the Mater Hospital in Dublin. Patricia Casey, thanks for coming in. Are you reassured at least that there's not going to be any question of a lineup of a six-member panel?
Well, it's somewhat reassuring that women will not be put through that very, very stressful and traumatising process. However, the basis under which this legislation is being proposed, and whether the assessment is done by one doctor or by six doctors or by 10 doctors, is irrelevant because it's not evidence based. It's not based on any research, and women are going to be put through a process when they're seeking abortion for a procedure that will not make any difference and may traumatise them. I noted there the minister at the end of that clip, he was saying that the health committee will take account of the evidence that was presented to it. Well, if they had done that, they wouldn't be discussing legislating for suicide at this point, because the evidence was quite clear and unequivocal, not just from myself, from the three perinatal psychiatrists, but also from the written submissions of Professor Kevin Malone, who's an international expert on suicide, and from the submission of St Patrick's Hospital in Dublin, that there is no evidence that abortion is a treatment for suicidal women, and there is definite evidence now that it harms women. In fact, a paper published only 3 weeks ago in respect of the negative effects of abortion on women confirmed that.
So if it's your case is, and you say it in a statement, the truth of about modern psychiatry is that there is simply no evidence that abortion is a medical treatment for suicidality in pregnancy. If that is the case, then there's surely nothing to worry about, on the basis that there won't be any need, or there won't be any referrals, or there won't be any agreements by psychiatrists to prescribe, or at least to authorise, abortions.
Well, clearly there's concern about that among the public and among the politicians, because this proposal in respect of six doctors was an attempt to assuage that concern, and that concern is based on reality. If people look to studies from other countries and the data from other countries, the closest example to what's being proposed in Ireland was a law that was introduced in California in 1967, and it was introduced by Ronald Reagan, who indeed was a conservative and wanted a very strict law. And the test, it was introduced to cover the mental health ground, and the test was that the person should be certifiable. And the number of they had two or three psychiatrists, depending on the stage at which the pregnancy was being assessed, and there had to be unanimous agreement. And the numbers rocketed from 158 abortions per year at the time the Act was enacted to 60,000 3 years later. So it went way out of control. So there is no such thing as restrictive abortion. A similar situation pertained in New Zealand in 1977 when their laws were introduced.
So your argument is essentially about the floodgates being open. But I have to put it to you that there's a kind of a contradiction in what you're saying. On the one hand, you're saying modern psychiatry, no evidence abortion is a medical treatment for suicidality. The X case judgment has been overtaken by modern thinking, and it's medically redundant, to use your phrase. If that is the case, then you must equally be fearful that your colleagues psychiatrists cannot be trusted.
Well, my concern is twofold. My concern, first of all, is that some women will be having abortions, if it is agreed, on the grounds that it's going to help their mental health, and there is no evidence for that. My second concern is that I wouldn't use the word floodgates, I don't like that, but there will be widespread abortion within a short period of time, because the prediction of suicide is extremely difficult. It's not that people will deliberately...
And that's why you need psychiatrists to be exercising caution there. I mean, we're not talking about women's health under the Irish Constitution that's being legislated for. We're talking about their lives. The life has to be under immediate. There has to be a real and substantial threat to the life as opposed to the health.
Well, best practice in psychiatry doesn't allow women who are suicidal to take their lives. We care for them, we offer them support, we offer them any treatments that are necessary, talking treatments, medication, and that should continue. But there is a very genuine concern reflected and that came to pass with similar laws in other countries that it cannot be contained.
But if your argument is right, who is going to authorise these abortions in this country?
Well, my bottom line is that the government needs to pause and needs to look at the evidence. They need to step back and they need to say, look, the evidence to the hearings, and incidentally, the hearings took place after the government had decided to legislate. So they need to say now, they need to admit that the evidence provided to the Health Committee showed that there was no need for this legislation. They need to accept that it may harm women and go back to the drawing board on the suicide issue. That is what I am calling on the government to do at this point.
The problem, though, is that to exclude suicide as a grounds for abortion appears to, the fear is that it is unconstitutional to go that route.
Well, that would need to be discussed with lawyers. Some people suggest that dealing with the ABC case doesn't actually require legislation. That's for the lawyers to do. But as an advocate for my patients and for the women I treat, I have to say abortion may harm you, and the government needs to take account of that, and they need to step back and deal with this some other way.
Patricia Casey, Professor of Psychiatry at UCD in the Mater Hospital in Dublin, thank you for joining us.